gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It's gone already, isn't it? Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show. We are on Radio Now. I feel like a prepubescent boy today because my voice is kind of cracky.
I thought that was going to get worked on over the weekend. It didn't improve?
It did, but then I had another big thing last night here in Indianapolis, Indiana. We had Santa Slam 2018. It was our big concert, and we had Migos. They were the headliners. We had Bozzy, which is a crazy story. He almost didn't make it to the show. Bryce Vine, Lil Duval, on and on. And then we had a club gig afterwards, and I think I was at the club gig till like 1:45 or 2.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
I knew you were going to do that.
Yep.
I knew you were going to be out too late.
I'm dedicated to my craft, people. Didn't drink, though. I had a bunch of Mountain Dews. So, anyways, let's go around the room and let the other people that look better than me and sound better than me talk this morning. Starting out with the one and only Alex Clark. Hello.
Well, first of all, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It is Joe's birthday today, so if you want to call him and tell him he's a big fat baby and his feet stink and happy birthday, you should call us 833-JOE-ALEX.
Okay, not exactly what I was looking for, but I'll take something over nothing. Appreciate
that,
Alex.
I'm just kidding. No, tell him happy birthday, 833-JOE-ALEX.
How was your weekend? Was it good? I mean, I obviously saw you for Santa Slam.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably the biggest thing is that we did that, and there was some a lot of crazy drama and some stories that we can share in the garbage coming up soon. So
cool.
I'm excited to get to that. What about you, producer Porkchop? Are you hanging in there?
I'm hanging in there. I got in a car accident this weekend.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was driving downtown and I was at a red light and, well, it was yellow, but I stopped. And on the opposing side of the street, two cars were coming. Well, one car decided to stop because someone was pulling out of a parking spot, and the car behind him did not see him stop, and they proceeded to fly through the light because it was turning red.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of just rear-ending the guy in front of her, she wedged in between me and the guy and ended up sideswiping me.
Ooh.
Oh, I was going to say, I saw your car outside. It looked like it had a little scrape on the back end or something.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't a terrible car accident. I'm okay, which is the best, and I think her insurance is going to fix it, so that's nice.
That still sucks, though, but we're glad you're okay. That's
yeah.
Good stuff.
I am glad you're okay.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you're okay, too.
Oh, thanks, Liv. By the way, you were looking phenomenal last night. You were like a star.
Job. Thank you.
Yeah, one of the guys from Migos like, hey, bring her backstage.
I can clean up nice. Now, most of the time I don't look like that, but I can clean up.
Is that an insult
well.
To you too? Because several people said this to me. They're like, because they don't mean to be mean, but they see you like you. I love it about you. You don't care. You're beautiful.
Aww,
but you'll come to work looking like, you know,
like a dumpster rat.
Like a dumpster rat. Yeah, for sure. No offense to dumpster rats.
Right.
But you'll come in, but people are like, oh my God, Liv looks so amazing.
I will say I got an absurd amount of compliments from our, co-workers.
Do we have to see HR today? Like,
no HR can like complains, but I did get a lot of compliments and it made me realize like, wow, maybe I should look a little bit better. Maybe.
She won't listen to us, but that's just
yeah,
okay.
But yeah, I had a good weekend. It was very Christmas filled.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah. So on Friday I went to the zoo.
Okay.
For like their Christmas season, like light show thing.
Yeah. That's fun.
And that was super fun and Christmassy. Got me the Christmas spirit. And then the next night I had two Christmas parties to go to.
Dang.
So it was just, you know, Christmas all up in this. So,
all right. It sounds cool.
I know. I liked it. It got me in the holiday season.
My weekend was a little Christmassy. I helped my wife yesterday afternoon. We finally put up our Christmas tree. So I just, my weekend was lame in the sense of I'm not sick. I know I sound really bad, but I feel good. It's just this weather of hot then cold. It's my nose, and then it gets into my throat and everything. So I'm losing my voice. So it was weird, like trying not to communicate verbally.
Right.
I'm like, what if somebody really can't speak? Because I am terrible at communicating, and my typing, as you know, is terrible.
Right.
So I was trying to type stuff out to people, and they're just like, you know what, bro? We don't care.
Yeah.
We just don't talk. Leave us alone. So it was a good weekend, though. Shout out to Producer Porkchop. He was the first one to wish me happy birthday. So.
What?
I appreciate that. Last night, we went to the club.
Hey, before I left, I gave you a hug and I said, happy early birthday.
That is true. On the early side, you're pretty good on there. Okay. I'll give it to you. So, also, shout out, I think it's you, Liv, but whoever brought me some Starbucks this morning.
Yes.
I appreciate
it. Cake pops.
Oh. Cake pops. I don't think I've ever had one of those before.
I got you three different kinds.
Oh, those are good.
Oh, are they? The variety is awesome. All right, cool. Well, I look forward to that. That's really cool. Hey, do me a birthday flavor, a little favor. Make sure you follow the Joan Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, and save our phone number too so you can call in to wish me a happy birthday or just to be part of the show. That would make my day. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We got a lot going on today too. Coming up, of course, Murder Monday will happen at 7:30, 6:30 Central, and then at 8, 7 Central, we're going to give you a present. We're doing the 12 Dots of Christmas, and what that means is we're hooking you up each day with a brand new Amazon Echo Dot. So that's all coming up this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Also, a lot's coming up in the garbage.
Is Cardi B and Offset's divorce a publicity stunt? And a Disney reboot based on one of your favorite childhood shows could be a go.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Alex.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B performed Motorsport at Chicago's Jingle Bash Show, which is the Migos hit featuring her and Nicki Minaj. But she ended up switching up the lyrics to reflect her split from Offset. So she rapped, I get upset off, I turn Offset on. I told him the other day, yeah, we gon' get a divorce. The performance got back to Offset and he tweeted, F y'all, I miss Cardi. Cardi later took to social media explaining that her split with Offset was not a publicity stunt because a lot of people are saying that this whole thing must be fake.
We fell in love with each other. Things was not always gravy because at the end of the day, we are two different people. But we never did anything for publicity. Do you think I got pregnant? Could have ruined my career for publicity? Yeah, I must be 10 years old.
Snoop Dogg posted a video telling Kevin Hart to not worry about having to quit the Oscars as a host. This is him right here.
Hey, kid, don't trip. Oscars? Yeah, right. Come do the BET Awards, cuz. Or Soul Train. They don't care. You a comedian. Cracking jokes. Really? Y'all want me to host it now? Nah, I don't think so. I got to do. And I got way more customers before I get to you. Kevin Hart, smoke a blunt. Tell the Academy to suck a dick or die trying. We still love you.
Snoop Dogg saying it best.
Yeah, I think so. Eddie Murphy is said to be on the shortlist to host the 2019 Oscars after comedian Kevin Hart stepped down, but I don't know that that's really going to happen. Sources say the Saturday Night alum is on a short list to host, but he's not even interested at this point. So
yeah, it's like, hey, you're on the list. It's like, well, hey, I'm not going to do the show.
The daughter of the man who wrote the song Baby, It's Cold Outside says her dad, songwriter, would have been furious at his tune being pulled from the radio. This chick says she was telling NBC News that it was a different time when her dad penned the song and that flirting was a whole different thing back then. She turned her attention to the line, you know, what's in this drink?
Mm-hmm.
She said it's supposed to mean just a joke, like, oh, this drink's going to my head. Like, what's in this? Like, when you say that. She said Bill Cosby ruined it for everybody. She said she had heard people whisper that the song touched on date rape from time to time before the Me Too era, but it was only after the Cosby scandal that she hears that all the time.
Oh, yeah. If there was no Bill Cosby putting, like, things in women's drinks, I would never have thought that. But when I hear that, I'm like, oh, my God, is Bill Cosby, like, a co-writer on this?
I've always thought, like, she's like, ooh, what's in this? Like, I ask that when a drink is strong.
Put some records on while I pull.
And Hillary Duff teased that a Lizzie McGuire reboot may be in the works.
Have there been any conversations?
Yes. Yeah, it's been some conversations. Can't, no, it's definitely not a go. I don't want to, like, get everyone wild talking about it. But, yeah, I mean, I love her so much. And I think that she was so important to girls at an important time in their life. And if she could be important to them again at this age, like, I think that would be amazing.
All right, Alex, thank you so much for the garbage.
Is
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I'd love to know what you would do in this situation. You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Give us a follow. And you can call in 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I've talked to my wife about this in some way or another, but we don't actually have a plan in place yet, and I don't know what we would do. A nearly brain-dead woman wakes up after her life support was pulled. Did you see this story?
Yikes.
This is absolutely insane. Here's what went down. This lady named Michelle, she's 57. She had a massive heart attack at her home in Michigan. Now, this happened back in August, but we're just now hearing the full story. Her brain had been without oxygen for 15 minutes, which, if you don't know, they say anything over 6 minutes pretty much could make you brain dead.
Oh, for sure.
So she's over double that. There's like, okay, she's probably brain dead. And if you're brain dead, your body could be alive, but you'll never wake up.
Yeah.
You'll never be there. Well, yeah, she was 15 minutes without oxygen. Doctors actually declared her brain dead, and her husband Carl took her off life support. I couldn't imagine being in that situation.
So sad.
Having to make that call, even if you have something written out like, hey, here's my will or my living thing, my rights, still to actually do that is gotta be tough. Well, he did. Well, guess what happened? Moments later, she begins breathing on her own.
Holy smokes.
So they'd assume like, hey, doctor's like, yeah, sorry, your wife's brain dead. So they take her off of that.
Oh my God.
But hold on, guys. This is where it gets even crazier, though. After that, she starts breathing. Within a week, she was talking and feeding herself.
What? That's a miracle.
Exactly, Alex. This never happens when you're actually brain dead all the way. Well, after open heart surgery, speech and physical therapy, Michelle is well and home with her husband, Carl, and her two kids.
Dude.
What an amazing thing. But let me ask you, imagine the significant other you're with now. What the heck do you do? I mean, like, if you wake up, are you kind of pissed at your husband?
I'm taking his credit card.
Oh, like
I'm going online.
He owes you a little something something?
Yeah, I'm going to do some shopping. What he don't know can't hurt him, right?
Oh my gosh. Live the web girl. What would you do if your boyfriend Jewel Daddy pulled the plug on you?
I couldn't even imagine. But yeah, I'd probably take his credit card, you know?
Now, what if you had it written out, though? You're like, hey, if I'm brain dead.
Yeah.
Like, pull it, let it go. Because that's what I have to get that written down. But that's what I would want. If they say there's no sign or no chance for me, you got to let me go. It's hard, but I would prefer to be let go.
No, I don't want to immediately. I want them to give me some time.
So you would like to see it, even though they say, hey, Alex will never come back from this? You want to say, like, give me time to come back?
Yeah.
So my parents actually have friends that this happened to.
What?
Yeah, she had a stroke and then became brain dead, and he pulled her off life support after I don't know how much time, and then she started breathing on her own again. Ooh. But it wasn't as quick as a recovery. Like you said, this woman, 2 weeks, she was feeding herself and
talking.
Yeah,
insane. Very quick
That's
turnaround.
That's insane. It wasn't as quick of a recovery, but she's still alive today.
And is she like pretty much functioning normally? Or did she have any like long-term
effects?
Yeah,
pretty much. I don't think she has any long-term
effects from it? Okay.
But it's just taken her some long time to get her physical strength. You know, all of that sort of stuff.
Well, Lindsay just texted and she's like, I would hope you wouldn't recover. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like she totally would like not keep it for me. Like she'd be like, all right, we have to respect his wishes. But if something happened to our dogs, she's like, no.
Oh, keep them alive forever.
Keep them alive forever. We're never giving up on Benny and Paddington. I didn't go like to a broadcasting school for journalism, but I know how to read the news too. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Wow, this will put you in the holiday spirit. An elementary school principal in Nebraska was placed on administrative leave after ordering teachers to avoid Christmas celebrations in the classroom. The principal sent out a memo to all the teachers with a list of unacceptable items for the classroom. The list included using images of Santas or Christmas items on worksheets, trees in classrooms, elves on the shelves, singing Christmas carols, making ornaments, and many, many more.
So essentially just like you're not allowed to celebrate Christmas or what?
Yeah, pretty much. It was pretty insane. The principal, who even referred to herself as the unofficial Grinch, said candy canes couldn't be passed out.
Oh my
Why?
God.
You what can't is the problem?
She said the shape of a candy cane and its color strongly represents Christianity and Catholicism.
Okay, so essentially she is discriminating against anyone that may be or hold a Christian belief is what this principal's doing.
I guess you could say that. She says that the candy cane, I never knew this, so somebody can confirm this because I could not find it online. online looking this morning. She's saying that the typical candy cane being red, you know, and white and looking like a J, the J is for Jesus, and the red is the blood of Jesus. Is that true? I never heard of that.
And also the way it gets its shape too is also because it's like a sheep's. Like when,
like a rod or staff or whatever.
If you herd sheep, it's the shape of the tool you use to herd sheep, kind of like Joseph.
Well, the Bible doesn't say anything about candy canes.
The
Bible doesn't say anything about candy canes. If that's something that's been something that's been made up by the world, that's not biblical.
Well, I think like when it was first created, that's what it was used for. But obviously now, I mean, Christmas now and candy canes now. I mean, well, candy canes, like, always. Like, most of it doesn't even have to do with Christianity anymore. How commercialized Christmas is now, it's like, you could...
Hold on, Liv, not to cut you out. You're telling me that when baby Jesus was born, one of the three wise men did not bring a candy cane? I'm pretty sure that's in...
That might have happened, but I'm saying for
I've heard it before. I'm pretty sure it was there.
For me, there's religious reasons behind the Christmas holidays, but for a lot of people, there's not. It's just Christmas.
I don't know why we can't sell everything. I don't know why we can't celebrate Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. I mean, like, why can't we celebrate at all? Why does everybody have to get so butthurt about stuff and we can't have anything? It's not just like Christmas, but you can't do anything anymore.
Where is this school?
And it's a very, very, very big state. It's called Nebraska.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Corn's allowed, though. Corn is allowed in the classroom. That is still safe.
It's just like some of the stuff that she's saying, like Santa or whatever, you know, images of Santa not being able to be used and stuff. Again, that's not biblical. That's not a Christian thing either. So a lot of people that are not Christians celebrate Christmas. So that just doesn't make any sense to me.
No, I agree. If you're taking the actual like religious part, okay, I get that.
She's going to get a lot of backlash for this.
Oh, no doubt about it. Okay, have you guys ever used a neti pot? You know, that little thing where you tilt your head and you have the water go through and your sinuses and noses all there, like
I'm
messed
too
up?
Scared.
Yeah. I'm too scared.
Why are you scared?
But I know people who do.
I know people who do too. I'm too scared to like, you know, dump something like that in my nose.
Ugh.
Like, what, you think you're gonna like drown yourself?
Yeah, just the whole idea of it gives me the creeps.
Yeah, it just grosses me out. Like, well, I don't want to see what comes out, and also like the feeling of it going through my sinuses and like in my forehead.
Okay, I've always wanted to try it, but there's no way in hell I'll ever do it after this. A 69-year-old woman had a seizure earlier this year. Doctors thought she might have had a brain tumor. However, during surgery, they discovered it was something much worse. Part of her brain tissue was dead and other parts were dying. The woman became infected with an amoeba that kills brain cells slowly over time. The patient, she ended up dying, sadly.
Oh, my gosh.
The woman was using a device called the neti pot to, kind of help out with her sinuses, which likely introduced the amoeba into her system. Doctors say that, now listen to this, because you think she took precautions here. It's not like she just, like, grabbed, let me grab some pond water. Let me see how this works. Doctors say it's extremely important to use sterile saline or sterile water. They believe she was using tap water that had been through a filter, kind of like a Brita filter or something.
Right.
So not just straight up tap water, and that she'd been doing it for about a year or so previously, but somehow that little amoeba we're talking about killed her.
That is horrifying.
Absolutely insane. And I've never used a neti pot, but I've always thought about it. A lot of people I know are like, oh yeah, I love neti pots. And finally, I am hungry, so let's wrap up Joe's Need to Know News with some food this morning. McDonald's is going to start selling cheesy bacon fries nationwide next year. I wish I could get a little sample right now. They started offering their fries with melted cheddar cheese, sauce, and smoked bacon bits at stores in California, Hawaii, and Nevada earlier this year. And they say by 2019, that will be in your food hole. So I'm down with that. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check that out and everything at joeandalexshow.com. I'm going to try to do my best woo here if you guys want to woo with me. You don't want to woo?
No.
Why don't you want to woo? It ain't a woo woo kind of day.
I don't like wooing this early in the morning.
Well, you got to wake yourself up and go, woo! I like that, Liv.
Woo!
Poor Choppy, welcome to do it too.
Woo!
Everybody in the car and Alex. Woo! Now Alex solo, go ahead and do it. Go now.
Woo!
Shame on you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Not to draw attention to myself, because gosh knows I'm not about that. But today is a special day. 33 years ago, 9 months, my parents got drunk and boom, I came into this world.
Wow.
Oh, romantic.
Yep.
It's Joe's birthday, which is exciting.
It is.
We did bring a little something something for you. Liv stopped and got breakfast for you.
Yes.
Now, yeah, I was going to say, Liv, you got me. By the way, I'm not hating on you. It's not your fault. But did you realize that the coffee you got me had a hole in the bottom, and I've been dripping coffee.
No way, did it really?
Look at all the coffee that's been hardened up over here. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So thank you for the discounted coffee.
That.
Did you throw this on the ground like you do like a can at the store?
No,
it's like, oh, 20 cents off.
I treated that coffee with precious love and care. I even got a stopper for it, and I got a pump of hazelnut, which I know
was your favorite. Legit. I'm a hazelnut fiend.
I know. So I made sure they had the pump of hazelnut in there and the rest black. I know how you like your coffee. And I also got you not one, not two, but 3 cake pops.
Birthday, chocolate, and cookie. Now listen, you're going to laugh at me. I've never had a cake pop before. I've seen them.
Really?
But you're going to become addicted here.
No, I'm not going to have it right now, but like...
No, you have to take a bite of it.
Oh, they're so good.
You have to try it.
Take a bite.
Okay, right now?
Yeah, yes. Of one.
Somebody has to talk. Which one is this?
How will we know?
I think that might be the original birthday cake one. It's pink with white little sprinkles all over it.
You can call us, 833-JOE-ALEX, and wish Joe a happy birthday, by the way. 833-JOE-ALEX.
I've never had one.
The cake pops are so, like,
would you
moist.
Like one? I got two left.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you, though.
No, I'm going to share.
No, that's your birthday gift.
It's good.
You like it?
It's good.
Isn't it moist?
Very moist.
They I hate really, that word.
I know, but there's no other way to describe it. It's perfect.
I know you don't like it, but what else would you say to describe something that's moist?
Exactly.
Because it is very, very good.
Ew.
Maybe squishy?
How about it's not dry?
Yeah, okay.
Very, very not dry.
It's wet.
It drips.
It drips.
Woo!
Go ahead. Okay, stop with the wooing. Go ahead and
it's my birthday. I can woo, and I can... You know what? Hey, to our boss that doesn't like it...
Okay, open your gift.
All right.
I ended
Who's
up
this gift from?
Me. I ended up getting you just a couple little somethings. It's not a big deal because your birthday is, you know, right around Christmas. So I also had to get you a Christmas gift.
I know. I just ordered your Christmas gift.
Okay.
Well, I was going to be here in time for next week because we got to do our Christmas exchange next week.
I feel like it won't.
No, it will be.
All right. I'm feeling it right now.
All right, he's unwrapping it, and he's taking forever.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, my. You guys are the people I hate at the holidays that you're like, hurry up, open it up now.
What is
that? Oh, my God. It's a Superphone fan. Hold on. Can I just plug this thing right in real quick?
Yeah.
Give
no
me scissors.
Way. That is such
so
a good idea.
It is a Superphone fan, and you can just plug it into your iPhone. Uh-oh.
What?
Uh-oh.
What?
I'm going to have to re-gift this.
Why? What is it?
I don't know if it'll work with my phone.
Why?
Before I do, because I don't have this iPhone.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, what is it for?
iPhone 5, 6, or 7.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm not hating. Hold on. I'm going to try. I should have just like played it off. But if it doesn't work, I'm going to try to resell it today on eBay.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on. Let me just try it.
Joe's always sweaty and always hot. So I was like, you know, here we go. His own portable fan. He can cool
off. It'll work. Let me take it out of the package.
It started
to spin.
I am not joking. Joe always, if you see him,
he's always
hot. He has a misty couple drips on his forehead and his bald head.
I'm
like 99% of the time.
I like to make it drip, ladies. No,
yeah.
I can't believe. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, he plugged it in.
Oh my God, Alex.
Yay.
No. Can we give okay, well, give video of this Live the Web Girl when you can on Instagram. This is legit. It's also a little bit. How do I stop it? Do I just pull it out?
I guess you have to take it out to stop it.
Hold on.
But yeah, I got him a little portable fan that just you
Alex,
put it
legit,
where your iPhone
this
charges.
Is the most useful present I've ever received in my life. No,
that
legit.
Is
that's
genius.
Clutch.
I'm glad
that's
you
clutch.
Like it.
Okay. Sorry. Let me see what else I got in here.
And there's one more
where
thing.
Where did you even get that?
I can't tell you.
Oh my gosh.
Or I'll have to kill you.
Yeah, it's so
annoying. It's my secret, a special present place.
What is that?
She got me beer. Wait. Beer socks?
Yes.
What is it?
It's beer socks, but they're in a can. They're in a beer can.
Oh,
but they're socks.
That's so cute.
Are they
going
to pop out? Hold on. In case they pop out, look at it, Liv.
Okay.
Ooh.
Wait, where'd you get that?
I can't tell you. I have to kill you.
That is so cute. That's such a good idea because he loves beer.
Could these be like my dress socks? Could these be dressy?
Sure, yeah.
Going
you can
out
wear
town?
Them for whatever you want. They look like liquid beer.
Oh, they do. They're like orange or yellow, yeah, like the color of beer, and then they have little fuzzy bubbles.
Oh, they've even been worn. They smell like they've been worn. That's, yeah. That's a wonderful smell. Hey, so we just lost somebody. Whoever you were on hold that was going to wish me happy birthday, you suck.
Oh, it was like a little kid.
Oh, sorry, little kid. I didn't mean that. Didn't mean to ruin your day. I don't know. I got excited. I thought somebody was. Wow.
They hung up.
Now, isn't it true that your mom, when the night that you were born, she was going through a McDonald's drive-thru?
Yeah, she's going to get a Big Mac.
And so she realized that you were coming.
Yeah, she's like, uh-oh.
And when you came out, you were so ugly that the doctors were looking at your butt. They thought it was your face.
Yeah, they actually, doctor slapped my face.
Were you like, how much did you weigh?
I think I was like 9 or 10 pounds.
No.
I was over 9 pounds when I was born.
What?
Weren't you like 13?
Maybe.
13.6.
He was the biggest baby in the hospital. He broke a record.
He did break a record.
They were proud of it, though. They're like, that's a big old baby.
Yeah, broke a record and broke his mom.
Well, happy birthday, Joe. I hope that you have the best day ever. We are grateful for you, for everything you do for the show, and we hope you have fun and get some rest today, because we have been partying all weekend.
Okay, now, here's my question, not to be like butthurt to wrap this up. Liv, thank you. Alex, thank you. Porkchop, what did you get me?
We're going to lunch after the show today because, you know, we got paid today. So
you guys can go. I'm going home and taking a nap. We were out so late last night.
Yeah, I know. He's going to keep me up and I haven't slept in like a day. Thanks. You're the best birthday present giver ever.
Do a rain check.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Hey, we're the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning to you. Join in this conversation if you got yourself a little four-legged friend. I'd like to hear what you got. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Maybe your friend or family member, they got a dog or something that you can join in here. According to Rover, the dog and cat service provider, this year, pop culture dog names are really kind of the big thing. Here's the top 10 male dog names of 2018. Max, Charlie, Cooper, Buddy, Jack, Rocky, Duke, Bear, Tucker, and Oliver. And
I definitely know some dogs named Bear.
Do you? Okay. Yep. Okay. And then for the female dogs out there in 2018, the big names are Bella, Lucy, Luna, Daisy, Lola, Sadie, Molly, Bailey, Maggie, and Stella.
I know a Lola. I definitely
Her
know
name
a
was
Bella.
Lola.
I know a Sadie, and I know a Molly dog.
What do you think about people that have dogs that are kind of like human names? What do you think about that?
Oh, that's actually my favorite.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah. Human dog names are my favorite because I think that's the funniest. It's way cooler than like Spike or something, like a real name. But besides, like, those are the normal top 10 names for dogs of 2018.
Yep.
They're saying that like celebrity names are super popular for dogs too.
Yeah.
Like people are naming their dogs Harry and Meghan for the royal wedding that happened this year.
Well, did you see what else they did?
What?
Cardi B.
Oh my gosh.
People name like their dog like Cardi.
See, I want to know from people who have named their dog after a celebrity, what is it? Because Katy Perry named her dog or cat, no, it's a cat, after her. Because she named her cat Kitty Purry.
That's so cute.
I've heard of people doing that.
So I want to know what your celebrity-inspired dog name is.
All right, some other ones there, too. They said they pulled some sci-fi characters from Guardians of the Galaxy, Rogue One, Wonder Woman, and Black Panther. That was pretty big, too. So, yeah, it'd be kind of fun to hear. Because my dogs, I love them. They're rescues. We didn't change their names. But their names are Benny and Paddington, which I guess you could have Paddington from Paddington Bear, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Is that not what he's named after?
I don't know. I assume. That's what they did. I don't know how you name stuff. Like, I'd like to know if you work in an animal shelter, how you pick out the dog's name. Maybe this is what it looks like, but...
Well, they said that the name Pennywise went up 500%.
Oh, with the clown?
Yeah.
Name no. your dog Pennywise.
That's kind of cute, though.
No, it's Pennywise, not. That is scary and creepy. That is asking to bring some bad-ish into your home.
I 100% agree. That is... You're messed up like at a whole nother level right there, if that's what you're doing.
People are naming their dogs Freddie Mercury.
That's okay. I like that just because I'm obsessed with Freddie
Mercury.
Are they
doing Freddie Mercury or just Freddie?
See, it looks like both.
Or hey, Mercury.
Like that, you said Black Panther. Like, what do they call their dog?
It says they call the dog Black Panther.
Like, I know, but like, if you're like, Black, get down from there.
Right, that's probably what they're saying. What they're going
to
say to him.
Be awkward. Yeah, I'm not even going to say what I think would be awkward if you did. Okay, let's talk to Miranda on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you got, Miranda?
Saying my dog's name.
Yeah, so what is it?
Two of the most popular girls' names are both of my dog's names, Maggie and Bailey.
Oh, my gosh. So how long have you had your dogs?
I've had those two for 7 years, and then I have another one.
So you're ahead of the trend then. Good job.
Yeah.
Look at you, Miranda, the trendsetter. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's talk to Jennifer. She's on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on, Jennifer?
Hey, I got a dog and a cat, but first off, I want to say happy birthday, Joe, since no one did. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I have a dog. His name's Kodiak. We adopted him with that name, and I never heard of it before. Really cool. He's a husky, so it's really cool. And then I have a cat, and we just got the kitten. Real long tail, and its name is Chipmunk. But it's my daughter's cat, and like you guys are saying about the human names, she wants so bad to name it Alex, and I'm like, no.
Yes.
And I don't know why Alex. I'm like, no, it's so weird. That's a human name, not for a cat.
That's the only time Alex would get behind an animal. She's like, yeah, I like that.
For sure, Alex, of course, yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Jennifer. Live the Web Girl, what are we getting on our Joe and Alex social media?
Stacy says, my parents have a boxer named Bernie Sanders, which is hilarious. And then Olivia says, my cousin's dog name is Monroe for Marilyn Monroe.
That's cute. I actually know someone that named their baby girl Monroe.
That's a cute name.
And they call her Ro for short because, yeah, she's named after Marilyn Monroe.
I love that.
Yeah, my parents were going to name me Axe as in accident, but they didn't. Julie, I think you have one of the best things out here. What animal do you have?
I have a dog.
And what is your dog's name?
We adopted him and his name came with Pepsi.
No way.
Did you ever think about changing it to Coke?
We thought about it. Our neighbor drinks Coke, and our dog hates him.
That's so funny.
Then it fits perfectly. Hey, Julie, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, my gosh.
Bye.
I'm a Dr. Pepper fan. I'm addicted to it. I have to have it. It just has to, course through my veins for me to stay alive. And I think it would be so cute to have a dog and name him Dr. Pepper and call him Little Pepper.
That's cute.
Now, would you call it Dr. Pepper, Alex, or would you just say, hey, this is Pepper?
Well, I like both. Maybe if I'm feeling like I want to be short, Pepper, but Dr. Pepper is such a cute... And you know what you could say? Dr. Pepper. D-O-G-T-E-R. Dr. Pepper, guys!
Oh, my God.
My friend just got a dog, and she named it Princess Buttercup's Cheeks.
Ew, I don't like what? That.
Princess Buttercup's
That
Cheeks.
Sounds like a joke name.
That sounds like you need a new friend.
I want to name my dog Grandpa.
That's
and
cute.
And so if I take it to the park, why I'm like, you... Grandpa, come here.
Oh, that's my gosh. Cute. Oh, my gosh. Let's see here. If we have any more social media, you can let us know about that. It's at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. And the number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's get to just a couple more here, then we'll wrap up and we'll get into the garbage. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who are we talking to? What's your name?
Hi, I'm Kendra.
Hey, what is your name for your animal?
I have four of them, actually.
Wow, okay, let's hear them.
I'm an animal lover. My first one, he was a corgi, and we couldn't think of a name for him for a long time, so we nicknamed him Boy Boy for a little bit. And then we actually named him Vito, after Don Vito, because he had a bunch of double chins.
Okay.
And then I rescued a puggle. Her name was Layla. And then I rescued a Chihuahua Yorkie mix when I lived in Baltimore. It was a puppy that they were selling for, drug money. They were Yeah, it was terrible. So I named her Face because she didn't even have her teeth yet, and they were already, trying to sell her and pawn her off, and she was in pretty bad shape. So
I thought you were going to name her, Wheaties or something, or Coco, for all the drugs.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Well, I named her Face because we needed a little faith that she was going to be okay.
Oh, that's so sweet. Look at you. I love that. Now, Amber is Alex's favorite. Amber, you have four cats, and they're human names.
Yeah, they're all actually hairless cats, so they're sphinxes.
Oh, my gosh. Talking to your phone, Amber, so we can hear you all the way, but you have four hairless cats. What are the names, the human names?
Daphne, Charlie, and Louie.
I love it.
One of them's name is Brick, so his isn't actually
Brick.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I love that right there.
Daphne is one of my favorite names, actually. That's on my baby name list.
You would name your baby Daphne?
I love it. Oh, stop.
Gosh. I don't love it.
Yeah,
take
I don't
it
either.
Back.
Please don't ask me to be a godfather or anything like that. Oh, my God. That's really troubling, Alex.
Coming up next, Jennifer Aniston got very candid about her past marriages.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
If you don't know, we actually are based out of Indianapolis, Indiana, if you're listening to us on our sister station in Houston, Texas right now. And so last night here in Indy, we had this concert that we put on called Santa Slam. And we had Migos and Bryce Vine and
Lil Duval,
JB, Lil Duval, and Bozzy. And one thing which people may not have figured out until afterwards when they looked at Bozzy's social media was he was really late coming on the stage to perform, but kind of a funny story behind it. He got stuck in his elevator at his hotel here in Indy, could not get out for hours. They had the fire department trying to rescue Bozzy and his bodyguard and manager and stuff from
big
the elevator.
Big ass guy. This bodyguard was so big.
They ended up having to open up the roof of this elevator and pull him out that way, and he finally was able to make it to the concert. So here is some audio of him. He put it on his Instagram story last night of him actually stuck in this elevator here in Indy.
On your way. When you're on your way to a show and you jump in the elevator and you get stuck. We've been here for like already 30 minutes. I'm coming though, wait on it. We got the studio here, we might as well just set up, make a beat.
Stuck in the elevator, we can't move.
Yeah. New single, Stuck in the Elevator, coming soon.
Oh, ew, all this dust is flying out. Holy shit.
Boys, we appreciate all you. Thank you. Thanks for getting me out.
Yeah, he was trapped between, like, I think the 12th and 13th or 13th and 14th, which is kind of unlucky. They should not have a 13th floor.
Scary.
And that's why they had to bring up, because they couldn't just open the door. He was between floors.
Yeah, he'll always remember us because of this whole debacle. So that was kind of crazy last night. Jennifer Aniston got very candid about her past marriages, saying that they've been very successful. The Dumplin' actress, by the way, I watched Dumplin' on Netflix, at least like half of it over the weekend. I thought it sucked. I was so disappointed. Everyone's raving about this movie on Netflix. It's like all about Dolly Parton. Jennifer Aniston's in it. This is the worst acting of Jennifer Aniston, in my opinion, that I've ever seen. So,
whoa, that's pretty big hatering.
But
right
I was
there.
Confused because I saw a lot of my friends and stuff were like, oh my gosh, I absolutely loved it. It's so cute. It's such a good movie. And I'm just like, I don't know, man. Maybe you just like sucky movies, because I was not impressed. But she opened up to Elle Magazine and said, to stay in a marriage based on fear feels like you're doing your one life a disservice. When the work has been put in and it doesn't seem like there's an option of it working, that's okay. She said, and when my marriages came to an end, it was a choice that was made because we chose to be happy, and sometimes happiness does not exist within that arrangement anymore. She said, some people are just built to be wives and have babies. I don't know how naturally that comes to me. The annual portrait, Christmas portrait that is, from the Kardashian family will be coming late this year. Kim Kardashian says she and Kanye West are hosting Christmas Eve, and they're going to take the picture when her family is at her house.
This year it's going to be at mine and Kanye's house, but I think if I tell everyone that it's 30 minutes before the party actually starts and they have to be on time and have a photographer waiting and have all of our outfits somewhat cohesive, we might be able to pull off a really late Christmas card, maybe a New Year's card.
Coming up, what Nick Cannon has to say about Kevin Hart being out as the Oscar host. That's in less than an hour.
All right, here's what else we got going on today on the Joe and Alex Show at 8, 7 Central. We're kicking off the 12 Dots of Christmas each day leading up to the 21st. We're giving away an Amazon Echo Dot, so you can win that here on the Joe and Alex Show. And coming up next, Murder Monday. How about this? Is Disney involved in covering up the disappearance of one of their cruise ship workers? Alex has the disappearance of Rebecca next on Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
And again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, excuse me. The big reason we do Murder Monday, by the way, is to bring awareness to crime stoppers. And if you want to be anonymous and you want to actually give a tip, all you got to do is call this number. That number is 800-22-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Alex, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
The Disney disappearance of Rebecca Corium. This is a little bit different. Yes, this is Murder Monday, but today, actually, there's no murder. Well, that we know of. Rebecca Corium is born in 1987 in Chester, England. She has a sister and two foster brothers who grow up with her and her parents. In June of 2010, when she's 23 years old, Rebecca decides to go to London to interview for a position with Disney Cruise Lines, along with hundreds of other hopefuls. She gets the job. So she goes to Florida to start training at Disney World first. Then she goes to 4 months of cruises in the Bahamas before she gets 2 months off. She comes back to work on the ship called the Disney Wonder, based in the port of L.A., and on it visits the Mexican Riviera and goes through the Panama Canal. While she's on the Disney Wonder, her grandpa passes away. Aww. So she takes 2 weeks off to go back to England, and this is the last time her family sees her in person. Rebecca leaves England and returns to start working on the Disney Wonder cruise ship as a youth worker after her grandpa's funeral. And she talks to her family every day through either Skype or Facebook. 6 weeks go by, and it's now March of 2011. Rebecca has just turned 24. And on the day the ship is pulling out of Los Angeles, Rebecca sends what will be her last Facebook message to her parents and says she'll call them the next day. Well, after 12 hours with no response, Rebecca's mom starts to get concerned. That morning, the Disney Wonder is off the coast of Mexico and bound for Puerto Vallarta and Cabo, but Rebecca doesn't report for her shift. She's not in her room, she's not anywhere on the ship, no one can find her, and she's not responding to pages made over the ship's intercom either. Disney looks at the security camera footage and sees one appearance of her at 5:45 a.m. In the video, Rebecca is talking on the ship's, one of their phones in a crew area. And she looks kind of upset. There's a guy that comes and walks up to her. He appears to ask her if everything's all right. Her mouth can clearly be read to be saying, yeah, fine. After which she hangs up the phone and walks away, pushing her hair back and putting her hands in her back pockets, which are mannerisms her parents say are common for her. This becomes the last known sighting of her. The crew searches the ship. They can't find her for days. The U.S. Coast Guard and the Mexican Navy search the international waters that the Disney Wonder had been sailing through at the time Rebecca went missing to see if she had fallen overboard. But they find nothing. Since the Wonder is registered in the Bahamas, a detective from the Royal Bahamas Police Force flies to the ship to begin a formal investigation once it returns to LA 3 days after her disappearance. He does several days of onboard investigations, and Rebecca's parents, Mike and Anne Maria Corium, are flown out from England to meet the ship in LA. They meet this guy, the detective from the Bahamas, and he tells them that he had spent only 1 day on board investigating before flying back home. So that's a little bit different than what Disney was saying. The detective also tells them that he had interviewed only a few crew members and none of the passengers. According to the Corium's, Disney keeps them in a car with blacked out windows and brings them on board via a little used side entrance after all the passengers had left the ship. The Wonder's captain gives his condolences and says that he thinks Rebecca has been washed aboard by a wave while at the crew pool. But the Corium's doubt that because the high walls that were around this pool on the ship were like insane. Like, there's no way anyone would have just fallen
overboard. I'm always afraid, though, like stuff like that or at a water park. I'm like, I'm going to be the person that goes over the wall.
Well, after they tell the Corium's that they think that she fell overboard, the Corium's are taken to a meeting with Disney executives and the woman Rebecca had been speaking to on the phone that night that you can see in the surveillance footage. They figure out who that woman is, and I'll have more on that for you coming up. So in the fall of 2011, a journalist for The Guardian named John Ronson wants to take the Disney Wonder along the same route that Rebecca took to do a secret investigation. He gets permission from Rebecca's parents and gets on board the ship to write about it. He talks to several crew members who were on the ship at the time Rebecca disappeared, and they tell him there's more known about her fate than Disney or the Bahamian police are admitting. When we come back, what all could Disney be hiding about the disappearance of Rebecca Corium? It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show.
Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
You can see photos of today's Murder Monday on our Instagram. Give us a follow at Joe. Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, these are juicy today, too.
You can also tweet along. It is Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Use the hashtag Murder Monday.
You're going to want to see these pictures because hold on to your sailor hat here as we go deep diving.
Are you ready,
Captain?
Into this
Rebecca Corium case. So, Britt Rebecca Corium has been missing for months after she disappeared while working for Disney Cruise Lines on their Disney Wonder ship. A reporter named Jim Ronson, who works for The Guardian, decides that he's going to go on the Wonder and take the same route Rebecca was on when she disappeared. Immediately, the crew members start to tell him that they think Disney is hiding something. While the reporter is talking to one of the bartender says it didn't happen, then pauses, looks around and says, "You know that's the answer I have to give." What is that? Freaks me out. Gives me chills, okay? After touring the areas of the ship open to passengers, reporter Jim Ronson decides that Rebecca had probably slipped and fallen while jogging on the Deck 4 jogging track. The railings there were low enough for that accident to happen, and she was known to be someone who jogged a lot. Well, the reporter shares this jogging theory with another deck worker, but he immediately tells him, oh, that's not it. He says Rebecca has actually gone overboard from the crew pool on Deck 5, and he says, I was on the ship that day. Everyone knows that that's what happened. And then he said that there was a flip-flop found in that area as proof. Well, all the crew members who speak to him insist that Rebecca had gone overboard from the crew pool. One of them says Disney knows exactly what happened. Everything here is taped. There's CCTV everywhere. Disney has the tape. Near the end of his trip, another crew member says that even though the walls around the pool are high, the seas were rough at the time and she could have been tossed off the ship, especially if the deck and the walls were slippery. Since Rebecca isn't found on the ship despite a thorough search, investigators conclude that she must have gone overboard, possibly as a result of a rogue wave. The Coriums and their lawyers say they never received a copy of the final report on her case as they were promised by the police in the Bahamas, and British detectives who did receive it have refused repeated Freedom of Information Act requests for a copy on the grounds that it contains restricted personal information. Mm. Her parents say there's no way she committed suicide. They found passes in her room that she had planned to surprise her family with to go to Disney in Paris on, and the fact that she always spoke to her mom regularly, that kind of all argues against a suicide theory. She had a really good happy relationship, according to them, with everyone in her life. But one of Rebecca's friends, who was the last person to see her that night, says that the flip-flops that were supposedly hers that were found weren't her size, and she had never even seen her wear them. She said, why didn't Disney come to me and ask me to verify that they were even hers?
This sounds like Cinderella at sea.
Right?
Like, yeah. It doesn't fit.
In 2016, private investigators working for the family conclusively established that the footwear did not belong to Rebecca. Not only were they not in a style she would wear, the flip-flops had another crew member's name and cabin number written on them. The Coriums say this leads them to strongly doubt Disney's claims that they had been found in the pool area and Disney's theory that Rebecca was swept or fell overboard from there. When Jim Ronson's article is published, the Coriums also hadn't even gotten any updates from Disney or anyone else on the progress of the investigation. So they're, it's very weird that, like, the family of a missing child is totally kept in the dark about what's going on. Now, remember that phone call Rebecca was on in the last recorded tape of her that went missing?
She's like, okay, fine, and did, like, little hand things?
Yeah. It was a girl that Rebecca was romantically involved with, a bisexual girl who worked on the ship named Tracy. Tracy had a boyfriend who also worked on the ship with them, and according to Tracy, Rebecca had a history of being depressed and she did have suicidal thoughts. She says Rebecca's family wasn't super understanding about her sexuality, and so this created a lot of mental problems for her. She also says that the night she disappeared, they all had a threesome.
Nice, giggity.
She said Rebecca seemed unhappy afterwards and said that she was going to go for a walk, and so she put on Tracy's boyfriend's clothes beforehand. And in the surveillance footage, it looks like clothes that Rebecca is wearing are too big for her. So that kind of bides well for Tracy's story about what happened. It looks like her parents also say that they heard Disney had sent some additional footage to the FBI for enhancement, but could not say what that footage might contain. They have heard that there are more tapes. Many people think that Disney has more evidence than they've let on, and in particular, security footage of the area by the pool. Whenever her parents call anybody, all they say is the investigation is ongoing. The reporter that was there from The Guardian says that they've tried emailing, telling them how they feel, the parents, but they get nothing. The police from the Bahamas assigned to the case never even returned the reporter's call when he was investigating the story. 170 passengers and crew have disappeared from cruise ships, by the way, since 2000, many without being seriously previously investigated or widely reported. All critics contend that Disney especially is more interested in avoiding bad publicity than solving what really happened in case they're at fault. One of Rebecca's friends who worked on the ship says it was implausible that there was no footage, since the pool is close to a number of other important things on the ship, like a human resources office, a payroll department, places where money and sensitive documents are kept. It's, you know, really, really surveilled. She says any cover-up by Disney may have been about protecting themselves from charges of negligence, since the pool is just below the ship's bridge and would thus be the portion of the ship where a fall would most likely be seen by someone in a position to start a rescue. She says if they were doing their job and watching the front, someone must have seen her go over, and if they didn't, they're covering up why they didn't.
See, I don't believe that, Alex.
What do you think happened?
There's no way.
And you can see pictures, by the way, of Rebecca, her lover, Tracy. They're like twerking on each other.
Woo-hoo!
You can see the ship. You can see Rebecca in her ship uniform, the pool that she was supposedly swimming in, all that stuff on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
I just feel like, why would Disney have to cover it up? My point is they have millions and billions of dollars.
Because
they could totally pay this family for if they were found at fault somehow. It would not shut down Disney or their cruises.
No, because I think it's 24 hours a day on these ships. There are people that are supposed to be watching to make sure, you know, they're like, jobs are to look at different parts of each deck, and so if somebody were to fall over, then they would know that.
So but charge them with negligence.
Well, that's
then.
What they're saying Disney is avoiding, that they don't want to be charged with that, because it's Disney, you know? They want to be like the picture-perfect company.
Of course they want to, but stuff happens all the time, you know what I mean? Like, rides break down, things happen. Like, I mean, things occasionally happen. I don't think, you think they'd go that extreme to cover it up?
When I first read this story and about this story, I immediately thought, okay, Tracy, this girlfriend and her boyfriend, they did this, you know, menage a trois with Rebecca. Rebecca was totally regretting it afterwards and all this stuff. I thought maybe they had something to do with it. They were the last people that were seen with her. But
yeah.
Tracy has been super forthcoming with any information she knows. She's stuck by her story. She's married now with kids. I mean, she is very open about saying, like, you know, I really cared about this girl and she had other issues that people don't want to talk about. Like, you know, she totally thinks she committed suicide. I want to know what you think. Go to our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Comment right there on the picture what you think happened to Rebecca Corium.
Okay, somebody on the show is in a relationship. That's pretty much everybody. But this person that's in a relationship keeps on asking people on the Joe and Alex Show, hey, would you mind on your phone downloading this dating app for me? I just want to see what it's like. Well, I don't know why everybody's looking at me. Okay, we're going to explain who is asking for this to be done and why and get your thoughts on it next on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. This is going to be hard to explain, but after it's explained, we definitely want to know what you think about this. I think this person on the Joe and Alex Show might end up in some hot water. The number to call in anytime, by the way, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. So somebody here on the Joe and Alex Show has been asking everybody else, hey, can you do this for me? Can you download this dating app on your phone? And we're like, well, doesn't your phone like have that? And they're like, yeah, but I can't. So could you download it? I just want to see who's on there. Now, everybody looks at me like I'm just a terrible, crappy husband. To be fair, I'll admit it.
Well, you set yourself up for that because you always say you're a terrible, crappy husband.
Well, I try. I mean, I'm just being real. I don't want people to think that I'm a perfect husband because I'm sure it looks like it. But listen, I never got to do the Tinder. I never got to do Bumble. I didn't get to do that kind of dating app stuff. Only thing I ever got to do was plenty of fish. And I'll tell you what, just like regular fishing, I didn't catch anything. So,
well, you met your wife on Twitter, so you did the Twitter DM sliding.
I kind of did. I was desperate and she was hot and I did a little what up, girl. That being said, it's not me. And I would hope it's not Alex, and I would hope it's not Liv the Web Girl that want to download a dating app even though they're in relationships. So that leaves one person.
So wait a minute, why wouldn't you say, and I hope it's not Producer Porkchop?
You want it to be Producer Porkchop? Would you not like his boyfriend?
No, Chase is cool. Your boyfriend's cool. I have no beef with him.
I like him because last night we were around him and he told me that we should get together so he can tell me a bunch of dirty juice on you.
Oh boy.
Oh God, I don't know if I want to know anything about dirty juice, but... Porkchop.
Yeah.
You're the person that has been asking me Alex and Liv, you've even gone as far as, at least I've been talking to everybody in the room, you went individually too after we all said no as a group. You were like, hey Liv, seriously though, can you please put this on your phone? Like, you kind of pressured us.
So, I mean,
and put us in awkward situations.
Well, I don't really want to, so in the art of radio, what you just did there is like a tease and a setup, and I don't want to ruin your setup, but I mean, I did not keep asking, you know, but I mean,
more than once isn't keeping on.
I will admit that I did ask, but it wasn't for a bad reason. I was just genuinely curious what the scene, you know, like the
dating scene?
Yeah, for, you know, guys, you know, and that date guys, looks like here. And I was just genuinely curious because, you know, I might go back home and, you know, it's a question all the time. If I go back home to New Jersey or where I've lived in Michigan, you know, when I talk to my friends that just so happen to be gay, you know, they're like, oh, like what's, I mean, you know, now don't get me wrong. They know I'm in a relationship. I've been in a relationship for 7 years, but they're just, you know, if like I say I had a gay friend that wanted to come move here and he'd be like, oh, hey, like what's the scene like? I'd be like, well, you know, I've only lived here for a month and I don't know. So, yes, I'll admit it. I said,
why can't they find out for themselves? Why can't your friend who's single and dating download?
Because
an
they're
app
not
look?
Here. You have to be here.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. You don't know how Grindr works.
Oh, well, I don't know about Grindr, but I do know with Tinder, you can change your location to look from a different area.
Now, let me ask you this, okay?
But you have to pay a little bit.
Let me ask you this, though. Same thing. I'm a married man. If one of my buddies moved to new to town, kind of like you did, straight or gay or bi or whatever you choose to be, it doesn't matter. Like, I can't hop on there. I'm like, well, let me look for my buddy. I'm not going to tell my wife, hey, Lindsay, I was on Tinder for my friend.
So the reason I asked you guys was because if my boyfriend Chase, let's say he goes on my phone like to download an app or something and it's like groceries and he types GR and Grindr pops up and there was like already downloaded, he'd be like, are you kidding me? And of course he would freak out. But I was just genuinely curious and you know what the gay scene looks like here. And it's, and now, we were talking the other day about how it's okay for you guys to, you know, call someone out, like, if they look good or not. Like, you're in happy relationships, and you said if you see someone, you could be like, oh, they're a good-looking person, they're a bad-looking person. That's literally all I was curious about.
Yes, but we do that in person when we're out in public. And when we're with our significant other. Now, why don't you, because I'm sure your boyfriend Chase might be curious about what the gay scene looks like here in Indianapolis. Why don't you guys download Grindr together and look through it together? Why does it have to be? I just thought it was so weird that you were like asking us to download it for you when you're in a relationship.
Okay. I mean, I guess that you bring up a very valid point. You know, that could be a way for us to make friends. You know, but and do that together. But I just feel like if I, you know, like I said, if he saw it on my phone, he'd be like, what?
833 Joe Alex, that's 833-563-2539. How would you feel about this? I mean, let's do it with the two guys on the show. You got Porkchop, who would be downloading Grindr to see what that's like. And me being, you know, a married man, when I came to town, I couldn't see what it was like on Bumble or Tinder for the ladies out there. Is that something that's okay just to see what it's like? I don't think anybody's going to agree, but I would love to hear your reasons why. 833 Joe Alex, 833-563-2539.
There's no reason for this except that you are in denial that you're unhappy in your relationship and you're genuinely seeking out something else.
Well, no, you see, you don't know what my intentions are. And you said in there you think my intentions were great. Like, I'm very happy in my relationship. I was literally just genuinely curious.
That is such BS.
And let me tell you the way the Grindr app works, since you obviously don't know. When you log into it, it shows all the profiles on your screen as little thumbnails. So that way you can, like, just look and see, oh, okay, it's a bunch of good-looking people, or, oh, it's a bunch of, okay, you know.
No one in their right mind would ever let their significant other do this.
But to be fair, like, as a guy, I would kind of like to see what it's like. Not Grindr, no offense, it's not my cup of tea, but I would like to see, like, Bumble or Tinder, like, what ladies are out there. Even though I'm a married man, there is a little bit of curiosity, and maybe that's just a guy thing.
And, well, real quick, it is different in the LGBT community because, you know, for you, Alex, or Liv, or Joe, you know, 98% of the population is straight. So there's your answer. Everywhere you look, like, oh yeah, people here, they look good, or oh, they don't look good. But only 2% of the population is LGBT, so it's not like I could go out and look in public and see, you know. So
yes,
you just
you
look
can.
On this. No,
because
you
it
can't.
Doesn't matter if all you're wanting to see is the level of attractiveness of guys
exactly.
in the city.
Right.
It doesn't matter if they're gay or straight. You can just say yes.
No,
there's
but
attractive
I told
people
you,
here,
I told
not.
You that my gay friends, like in other cities,
this is like, sorry, mom, these cigarettes aren't mine; they're my friends. This is like this is made up crap.
Hey, okay,
made up.
I want to get some phone calls this morning. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this? Oops, sorry, she's got you on there. Let's go to this call. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Ty.
Hey, what's up? For the purpose of the conversation, are you straight, bi, gay? What are you?
I'm straight.
All right, cool. What do you think about Porkchop here saying, hey, you know, I kind of just want to see what it's like on Grindr? He's not looking for anybody.
I wouldn't say I want to see what it's like. I'm just genuinely curious if the gay guys in the city, like, are they, you know, ones or tens?
Right. I completely understand. I think that his actions were kind of a little shady, and he should have gone about it maybe a different way.
Okay.
But I think that if his intentions were good, then I don't really see anything wrong there. Like, if he's not really looking for anything for himself, if he's just kind of seeking answers because he's sort of the go-between for his friends back home and the scene where he's at now, I think that's okay. But I do think maybe it's something that he should include his partner in, because I can see, like, why the having the app on his phone would maybe cause questions later on down the road. So I think he was kind of trying to play it safe on both ends.
You're exactly correct. I mean, you're right. If me having to ask someone else, like Joe, Alex, or Liv, yeah, that does make it a little sketchy. So I agree with you. You're right. But my intentions were clear.
Everyone on Twitter thinks you're being sketchy AF. Kayla says, why doesn't Porkchop just tell his friend he doesn't know because he's in a relationship? And is he curious or are his friends? I'm so confused. Of course, Joe would be understanding
well,
of this.
I am a little curious.
On. Did somebody say there's that you just sliding in your little ad lib?
That's what Kayla said.
All right, Kayla, you've been banned.
And Matt says Porkchop needs to slow his roll. He seems a little sensitive and a little fishy.
Carla, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Now, do you guys actually go on dating apps, or is that a no-no?
Yeah, no, we do. Like, we'll go. We have like profiles on dating apps, and we like chat with people on like Facebook Messenger. It's like just we're like I'm 43, 34. We just want to know if we're still cute. It's like no big deal.
I feel like this will be Alex when she's older and married. She'll be like, please tell me I'm cute.
Yeah, like seriously, you know, like my man is really good looking. It makes me feel good that he likes me. You know, he's a lot younger than me. People look at him. People look at me. It's just, I don't want a guy that can't pull any other women. Something's wrong with him then. I want to throw him back.
Carla, you sound beautiful.
Yeah, you do too.
Oh, thank you.
Carla, now I want to find you on Facebook just to flirt.
Go ahead, Carla Murphy, check me out.
There we go. Flirt game strong.
Nobody is looking on dating apps, whether they're curious or otherwise, if they are truly in a happy relationship. I have zero, like, want, need, desire to see
so
just the hot guys in this city. I'm
your
happy with the
Egyptian. Your one preference, you think you speak for every man or every woman. I think you're totally wrong
if,
with that.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't. But that's what I'm saying. Those people that don't, they shouldn't be in a relationship. You're joking yourself.
I don't
wanting to be in a committed relationship. You clearly are looking for other options. You're looking for a backup plan.
Not at all. I mean, I could have a backup plan set up if I wanted to, really.
Oh, but there it is. See? There it is.
Of course a backup plan. Kylie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What up?
Hi. I wanted to tell Porkchop, as a queer individual in Indianapolis, obviously, I'm a female, so I'm not on Grindr. Have I seen the dating app? Absolutely. I have a lot of gay males. They don't typically use the app for curiosity.
Oh, well, that's, yeah,
also,
I know.
But, Porkchop, you can also go. There are plenty of queer establishments in Indy that you could see the community and see what's available or see what kind of men are available. Here.
Yeah, you can get a hands-on peek of the meat right there.
No,
if he's LGBT
no, right.
or not,
no.
or in a queer community or not. If you're in a relationship,
right.
you're not supposed to be genuinely downloading dating apps to look. It's different. Like, I said that when I'm out in public, I will just ask the Egyptian, do you think that girl's cute or not? It's like a fun thing like that. But I'm not going on a dating app to do it. I think that's the next step. That's a serious level.
No, guys have control. Like, Porkchop has control. I have control. Like, if I was to go on Bumble or Tinder today, I'm not going to be hooking up with chicks. I might talk like, yo, what up? But I'm not going to be cheating on my wife.
That
I
wouldn't so even, messed up.
I wouldn't even be talking to anyone, Alex. I would literally download it for 10 seconds.
Yeah, and they're immediately going to message you.
No.
Yes.
Oh, that's very flattering. Thank you, Alex.
They're going to message you, and for you, Joe, to say, as a married guy, that you would download it just to talk to people and say, what's up? What is wrong with you?
It's called promotion. It's called the Joe and Alex Show. I'm trying to keep us employed.
Uh-huh.
If I got to swipe right on some ugly people, I'm going to do it, damn it, okay?
This is so messed up. It's so unbelievably messed up.
Let us know. Where's this at? Where'd you put this up at? Where's it on? Where's it online?
Twitter at Joe and Alex Show, or you can DM us on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
There's only one way to solve this. I'm just going to download it myself. Just look, peek,
yeah, do that.
And then delete.
Do
okay?
that and let us know whenever you are single.
Oh, that
because
was...
your boyfriend is going to dump you as soon as he sees you doing that. Because why wouldn't he? I would.
All right, children. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. All right, what do we got going on next then?
Oh, well, we have a special phone call, birthday phone call for you.
Oh, it is my birthday. Okay. Who do we got? I don't have a name on my screen.
His name is Jeremy.
No.
Yes, Jeremy. It wants to wish you a happy birthday.
I'm not picking it up.
It's
I'm not
cousin.
Talking to him.
It's your
happy
cousin,
birthday.
Jeremy.
Happy birthday, Joey.
Oh, my God.
This is Joe's redneck cousin, Jeremy.
Hey, bud.
How you doing, pal?
I'm a little tired, losing my voice, but I'm good, man. I'm going to get another year older, another year wiser.
Yeah, you're an old man now. You getting sick or what?
No, man, just losing my voice. It was a crazy weekend. It's the weather, you know what I mean?
Yeah, why didn't you call me back?
Well.
I wanted to come down and hang out for your birthday, go out and, you know, meet some girls or whatever.
That's right.
You
didn't
call me back.
I got a wife, first of all. I can't go out and meet girls anymore.
Okay, well, I don't. I need a wingman, man. What are you talking about?
I don't want to be your wingman, Jeremy. That's a journey I don't want to be part of.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Okay. Jeremy, tell us some fun birthday memories you have with Joe.
Oh, all right. Well, let me think here. I remember he had a 12th birthday party. We all we went roller skating. It was roller rink.
Oh, yeah. Rollerama. Can never forget Rollerama.
You remember that?
I remember
it. We had a big party, and they had pizza and soda pop for everybody. And Joey, it was like, I don't know if it was his first time skating or whatnot, but he kept falling down. Didn't you like break your ankle or something that day too?
Yes, it was my left ankle.
Like a sprain or really broke it?
No, I broke it. It was a weird, freaky thing.
Oh my god!
I was trying to do that thing when you skate backwards, like everybody backwards skate.
Oh no!
And I tripped. I tripped my ankle, and I ended up falling all my weight on my left ankle and broke it.
Oh.
Yeah. That was an interesting day at the hospital for that. That was bad.
So why? That's what you're gonna bring up for my birthday? That memory? That sucked.
Hey, well, what do you want, man? You always told me to bring up something from the past. That's what I'm, something
how about something good? Everything you bring into my life is bad.
All right. How about the time you got your driver's license when you turned 16? We went around and we smashed mailboxes.
Oh, of course you did that.
Hold on. We did not. I don't know what he is talking about. Jeremy.
You. Oh, we you're did such not, a liar, Joey.
We did not smash mailboxes. It's Joe. I don't like being called Joe. We did not. Seriously, hand to God, I did not do that. I did not commit a federal crime.
It's Joe's birthday, so we have Joe's cousin Jeremy on the phone. He's his little redneck cousin. We like talking to you.
Yeah. You know what happened up here last week, Joey?
No, I do not know what happened.
You know what became legal?
Oh, it became legal in Michigan where I'm from?
Yeah, buddy, that's right. I'm going to burn a candle for you later, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, they just legalized recreational marijuana in Michigan, I think.
Yeah,
they sure did.
Yeah, he sounds really excited about that. Okay.
Kind of like my birthday, too, now, buddy. Dude, did you see that story on the internet the other day about that horse?
I don't even want to know what you're talking about. No,
no
I,
man,
I did not
like,
see the story about a horse.
It's nothing weird, dude. Chill out, man. This dude got kicked by a horse, right? So he goes to the hospital, and it turns out he had, I don't know what I can say on the radio or whatever, but he had cancer in his, man region. And the only reason they found out was because he went to the hospital because he got kicked kicked by the horse. And it just made me think of your mom, dude. I don't know.
Oh, I forgot about Joe's mom got kicked in the head by a horse seat like few months ago, right?
Yeah, my mom's been kicked twice in her life by a horse in the head.
Wow, these
and
are,
she's okay, though.
These yes. are all good memories, Jeremy, for you to bring Jeremy. Up for Joe's birthday.
This is the worst birthday I think I've ever had in a while.
Jeremy, I love you.
Oh, I love you guys, too.
All right, Jeremy, anything else you need to wish me or say or share?
I'm just looking forward to holidays and seeing you up here. And here's another thing. I met this girl. We've gone out once, and I'm trying to figure out what to get her for Christmas.
Well,
do
first,
I need to get her anything?
Is she legal?
What do you mean she's legal? I mean, she's American. What do you mean?
No, I'm not asking if she's in the country legally. I'm asking if she's over 18.
Of course she's over 18.
Well, you act like it's never happened before.
She's 22, man.
Okay. Well, I don't know. What's she like?
Well, I don't know.
How'd you meet her?
Well, she works at the Speedway, and I go in there for coffee, and we started talking, and we hung out once. And I mean, it was like a date. We got some Coney dogs, and then we hung out in her car and fooled around a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I don't want to hear about
her. Romance is alive.
I don't want to hear about her touching your Coney dog. This is disgusting.
No, we'll come up with something, Jeremy. We'll help you out.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't call us. We'll call you.
We should do like a Jeremy gift suggestion list
yes,
or something like that.
I agree.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that.
All right. Bye, Jeremy.
All right. Happy birthday, Joey.
Jeremy.
Out of all the people you guys could have called for my birthday, you call it my cousin Jeremy.
Obviously. He's the best part of the show.
Okay. Then the show's gone downhill.
Coming up next, Nick Cannon has a question because of Kevin Hart being outed as the Oscar host. Also, this star's brother ran her over. She had to go to the hospital over the weekend. We'll talk about that next.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
With Kevin Hart out as Oscar host over his homophobic tweets, actor and rapper Nick Cannon has a question. What about Chelsea Handler, Sarah Silverman, and Amy Schumer? Nick Cannon began Friday by tweeting something Handler posted in 2010 using a slur. He also managed to dig up a Choice Silverman tweet and found one from Schumer's Twitter feed that uses a homophobic slur. He said, I'm just saying, should we keep going? When a Twitter user asked Cannon, should you check your own tweets? He said, nope. You know that I've been saying messed up blank since Twitter started. I don't play that politically correct BSF politics, only truth. But he wanted to know if these white female comedians were also going to be held to the same standard as Kevin Hart. They've got Netflix specials, Hulu specials. Nobody's saying anything. Why is there this double standard about this black comedian? Nobody wants to say anything about these white women. I don't know. I'm just going to throw it out there. Seems a little bit sketchy to me. Candace Cameron Bure's family reunion landed her in the emergency room after her brother, Kurt Cameron, accidentally ran her over.
What? He ran his sister over?
Yeah, she took to her Instagram to document her trip to the hospital.
Our fun family day ended up with me in the emergency room. Got into a go-karting accident, and my brother ran me over.
That's way too happy. If you ran me over, I'd be like, what the heck was that?
She got x-rays done, and the growing pains actor later posted a video on his social media saying, I'm so happy and grateful to report that nothing is broken and my sister's doing much better. I love Candace Cameron Bure, by the way, and Kurt Cameron.
She is so hot. He is so weird.
No, I don't think he's weird.
He's a weird dude.
I love them. I just absolutely love them. Beyonce shared photos from a recent trip to India where she performed at a pre-wedding bash for the daughter of India's richest man. She posted pictures of herself dressed in Indian-inspired clothing for the event. She traveled there over the weekend to perform at this lavish pre-wedding celebration. The bride is the daughter of this dude who is like so wealthy. I have his name in front of me, but honestly...
No, I want you to please, just for the
I deleted it just so I wouldn't mess myself up. I was like, I'm not even going to attempt this.
Oh, darn it. That's the best part
Google
of the show.
But if you Google India's richest man, I'm sure you can find pictures of him and his daughter. Apparently, other notable guests were there, including U.S. Secretary of State, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and businesswoman and author Adriana Huffington. I don't know who she is, but famous.
Did you
author.
Delete that name too? No, I was kidding.
No, I just don't know who she is. But speaking of Beyonce, Jay-Z may be the wealthiest man in hip-hop, but the beneficiaries of his scholarship fund are getting a pittance by comparison.
A what?
A pittance.
What the hell's a pittance?
Like nothing.
Oh.
Jay-Z's Sean Carter Scholarship Fund gave out $407,520 in grants last year to 255 students, which means the average payout was around $1,500 and barely enough to even cover books required for studying, let alone the cost of lodging. The money is paid directly to the colleges of scholarship recipients. The biggest chunk, $32,000, went to Virginia State University to help an undisclosed number of students. But the money won't hasn't gone very far, with tuition and total cost at this school for 1 year alone topping out at $20,000. So
is he supposed to give everybody a full ride?
Well, I don't know about full ride, but I mean, only $1,500.
Only $1,500?
I don't know. People are saying
money out there.
People are saying that these kids got screwed over.
I think you people are being greedy.
You
You're
think?
Lucky that he's even helping out at all. Yes. Who else is giving out scholarships that are artists? I'm not saying there aren't people doing big things, and for sure you would. I agree, $1,500 is not going to pay like $15,000 or $20,000 a year, but it's better than nothing. I don't know. People hate on everything. It's like, well, that's cool, but what about this? You should be doing this.
I guess you're right. At least he did give each kid a little bit of money instead of promising to give them all full ride scholarships.
If he said full ride, that ain't a full ride.
Well, like, remember Michael Scott in The Office?
Yes!
Scott's Tots episode, he promised them all college tuitions. They go their whole lives working towards college. Then he comes in and says, actually, I can't afford to get you all through college, but here's a laptop charger.
What?
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of that. That is the garbage.
Thank you, Alex. Coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show. Oh, God, I wonder if my wife's going to see this. A doctor says you should give your wife this for Christmas. Have you seen the story, Alex?
Is it dirty?
I think it's a little dirty. I don't know. Liv the Web Girl actually found it, so that explains how dirty it really is. But we'll see. Liv will explain, and I don't know, maybe my wife will chime in too. It's coming up in about 3 minutes on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, continuing a Monday music marathon. And, well, I was wondering, what should I get my wife, Lindsay, for Christmas? And looks like Liv the Web Girl found something telling me exactly what to get her. Now, Liv the Web Girl, what does every wife want out there for the holidays?
So, apparently, you should get your wife a hall pass.
Excuse
from
me?
From your relationship for Christmas this year.
Say that again. My wife needs what?
A hall pass from your relationship. So,
jeez Louise.
No, there's like research behind this, okay? So an American author, her name is Dr. Wednesday Martin, suggests that males should consider gifting their wives a hall pass because she says a lot of women are interested in it. Women are more likely to become bored of flipping pancakes with the same partner. So this is why you should give your wife a hall pass.
Well, then should guys that are bored too flipping pancakes with the same person get hall passes? Like, is that like the gift that everybody wants for Christmas?
Well, so this doctor is just saying, just focusing on women because research has showed that long-term relationships have more impact on female desires than on male desires.
This is so messed up.
See, I always wonder, I don't know, can we try calling my wife up? Can you try calling my wife Lindsay? I haven't talked to her, but maybe she'll pick up and I would like to ask her if she would want that for Christmas because I've only bought her one thing. And honestly, if I don't have to spend any more money, that would be pretty sweet.
Exactly. You know what I mean? This is a cheap present. You don't even have to spend money on it. And so this is how she says to approach it, okay?
Okay, how do you do this?
This Dr. Martin said, you say, you agree with your partner. I love you. I love this relationship, but I'm also missing some thrill and adventure. Should we have thrill and adventure together some way in our marriage, or should we give each other permission to go off and do it? So giving each other permission. So I think that would give you the ability to have a hall pass as well.
There just aren't enough words for me to talk about how absolutely wrong, messed up, incorrect, off base this entire thing is.
I think you're jealous. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. You're not married yet, Alex. You can't actually do this. I would love to hear from people if you think this is insane, which Alex is kind of saying. Or are you a married woman and you're like, honestly, if Santa could bring me that, that's all I need.
Right. So they're not saying have a like an ongoing relationship with this person. It's just a one-time hall pass.
All right. Let's put her on the spot. Hey, is this my lovely wife, Lindsay, on the phone?
It is.
Hey, were you hearing what we were talking about, or did we just kind of blindside you?
You're blindsiding me.
All right, Liv, you set it up. Ask my wife what she if she wants this for Christmas.
So, Lindsay, mm-hmm. I was reading some research, and there's a doctor. Her name's Wednesday Martin, and she says...
Sounds like a quack, has a day of the week name.
And she says that females' desires are impacted when they're in a long-term relationship more than males, and they are more likely to become bored of flipping pancakes with the same partner. So husbands, this year for Christmas, should give their wives a hall pass. What do you think about that?
Yeah, would you like a hall pass, honey?
I think I'm good. I don't think I really need one, unless it's someone who's actually on my hall pass list.
Wait, you have a hall pass list?
You do too.
So she has a hall pass list. So clearly she's thought about it. This woman is just saying that sometimes you just need to re-enter adventure and thrill into your relationship. Not saying that this is going to be an ongoing thing with whoever you decide your hall pass will be. It's just a one and done sort of situation, and that you come to an agreement with your significant other about it before you go into it.
All right, Lindsay, then let's see here. I do have some connections working in radio. Maybe Alex and everybody else can help me here. Who's on your hall pass list? Like, who are we trying to get you for Christmas?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you have to give us at least one name.
Yeah, give me one name. Why, is this like a real person or a celebrity?
Okay. Well, it's a celebrity. I think we talked before about Kip Moore, the country singer.
Kip Moore.
I want to see
Alex. I gotta see his face.
Yeah, I want Alex to Google Kip Moore and see. She'll probably say he looks like a hillbilly river rat.
Well, we've talked about celebrity hall passes and crushes before, and I know Joe's I completely disagree with. He thinks Meghan Trainor is hot, which is just gross
to
me.
I think my...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
No, yeah, I don't think she's cute at all.
My number one would be Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Kip Moore's cute.
That one I knew about.
Yeah, she could just be like nothing but like a bow and arrow.
You know what's funny is that Kip Moore kind of looks like a skinnier Joe.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like he really does. Same eye color, same nose shape, like same lip shape, like everything the same. Even a beard, dark hair. I mean, he's not bald. But otherwise, I mean, his certain face features look like Joe.
I feel like that's a pretty realistic hall pass for you, Lindsay. Truly.
Is he married, this Kip Moore guy?
I don't know if he is or not. I don't know.
I don't think he is.
Ooh. Boom, perfect.
Well, apparently he's 38.
There we go. All right, Lindsay, I'll work my country connections,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, we'll see if he's going on tour anytime soon around here.
Okay.
All right, hey, you're more than welcome to wish me happy birthday if you'd like to as we wrap this up.
I don't think he's married.
They're still in Kip Moore. Well, happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you. What do you
get?
What are you getting me for my birthday?
You already got your birthday present.
I didn't get the present I wanted.
Oh my gosh!
All right.
Well, that's rude.
Can I get that later?
Oh boy! All right. So there's some phone calls.
All right. You guys honestly are not supporting me.
Bye,
at all.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
I mean, once a year, is that too much to ask for? Oh, Caitlin on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about this thing that Liv the Web Girl found out saying ladies should be able to get a little hall pass for the holidays?
Honestly, I've been married for just a few months, so I'm newly married. For my personal relationship, if my husband wanted a hall pass and agreed to that, he better take his pillow and blanket because he's going to be sleeping in the hall for a long time.
That's right.
All right.
Now, for, like, older people, I know that, like, things get boring and, you know, you got to put some spice into it.
Right.
But maybe you guys should swing together and, like, maybe do it together like a threesome instead of, like...
That's not what the doctor ordered.
Well... Sometimes doctors aren't always right.
Can I just say, like, all of this anti-monogamous, anti-marriage, anti-commitment stuff that is what the world tells you is important to what everyone should do and that it's empowering and all these different things, it's such garbage. And then we wonder why the STD rate is absolutely skyrocketed.
Well,
because of all this sleeping around.
Hold on.
Is not anti-
I want stats here. I think you're wrong about
that
the numbers.
That is absolutely
there.
Right. They talked about California had to come up with a press conference to talk about how much of an issue it is.
I think it's like the older people in Florida. That's going up there. But I think you're wrong about the rest of that.
I'm with you.
Show me receipts.
This is not anti-commitment. This is saying
but
how you make
and
it,
all that? No.
How you make it last.
That's not true.
That's not what it is, Alex. You must not have heard Liv talk about this.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's a hall pass while you're married, and all of this stuff leads to marriage. You're opening the door for you to have a wandering eye, for you guys to get emotionally involved with somebody else as well as physically. It is an absolute trap. It's a dangerous trap.
What are you against getting a Christmas present for somebody that you love?
I'm not against Christmas.
Cheap and affordable. She's against cheap and affordable.
I'm against sleeping around.
Alex, cheap and affordability.
Yeah, Alex is
Alex
the...
Alex is against
No, preach it, Alex. Keep preaching.
Alex is the flipping pancakes Grinch over here.
Yeah. Oh, please.
I want waffles instead.
Kiss my Grinch furry green butt.
All right. I don't even want to think about that. Is it Chandri or Chandra?
It's Chandri.
All right. I got it the first time. Look at that. What do you think? You think this is a good idea?
No, I think it's an awful idea, and I think that if a husband or a wife even agreed to it, then it's basically stating that they are not happy in their relationship, period. Not sex-wise, but just love-wise in general.
Oh, here we go, Joe. CBS News. STDs on the rise. CDC says in all these different STDs, which I won't name, hit record levels in the U.S. This is from only a couple months ago.
I call that fake news.
Okay.
I have a theory about that, but...
Well, how do you even live with that guilt after you've done it? What happens if you were just downright guilty?
It's no guilt.
You just feel guilt, and then you can never get over that, nor can your spouse.
There's no guilt. There's no cheating going on. This is upfront, open, honest.
It's a gift that you're giving. Like, if my wife wanted me to give her another man, I'm like, ho, 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 here you go.
And we're not saying do this every year. We're saying if you've never done it before, then maybe. I'm not saying it. This is what the doctor is ordering.
Hey, thank you. Let's talk to TT. TT, what do you got for me?
Hey, guys. I think in certain marriages, because I've been married for a year, in certain marriages, if both partners agree to it and can do it, then it's fine. It's up to that relationship. You can't tell someone, oh, no, we're not going to do it. It's just up to that marriage. Like, if both spouses are into it, go for it. If that's going to help the marriage or relationship, go for it.
Are you in that kind of a marriage?
I wouldn't mind a hall pass in about, like, 5 years because
exactly.
I know marriages go up and down. Like, even if you don't give them a hall pass, they're going to, like, go out and mingle anyway.
No,
when you rather know about
right.
it and sit down and talk.
Hey, TT.
When you rather sit down and talk about it.
No, no doubt. TT, I'm here for you in 5 years, okay? I take care of our listeners. You tell me what other show would do that. I'm here, TT.
That is not right. You don't just assume going into marriage like, oh, well, one of us is going to get bored and want to
wander
anyway.
You don't assume it. You don't assume it. You sit down and talk to your spouse. Like, if something's going on, like, hey, babe, you know, this is what, you know, I'm feeling. You know, do you want to try this? And if you both agree to it, it's your marriage.
If one of you has a wandering eye, the solution is not to give him a hall pass. The solution is to double down on marriage counseling and have a, you know, talk to your pastor and stuff.
How long has marriage counseling helped a lot of marriages? Be honest with yourself. So you might as well sit with your spouse and talk about it and see and go from there. Has that helped going out and cheating on you?
You know what it is, TT? Alex doesn't know what she doesn't know. She's not married. She doesn't know what she wants.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Burn.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Yes,
please.
That's what could happen if you have a hall pass. You could get something that burns.
You guys are so messed up.
I think we should test this out, but like, you know, with the show, it'd bring us closer together.
And what do you mean?
Like, you know, we should all hall pass with each other.
Yeah, no thanks.
What?
All right, let's see. Let's find out which one of our significant others wants to get with Pork Chop. Oh, wait, nobody? Okay, there we go. Hey, coming up in about 3.5 minutes, your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. All right, let's talk about dumb people doing dumb things. It's time for your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Now, some people are going to poo-poo on this and say, what a waste of time, money, and resource. But I say, man, we need more law enforcement to do stuff like this. A woman who's a student at a Chinese culture university in Taiwan recently called the cops to report a crime. Any guess what crime she called about? I mean, that's a very basic setup there, but what do you think she'd call the cops for a crime?
Somebody said the wrong thing on Twitter?
Nope.
Someone stole her drugs.
Something was stolen. Drugs, no. But I'll go deeper.
A child.
No.
Oh my God.
It's not that bad. Come on now. It's not Murder Monday. No, she called the cops to report a crime. One of her five roommates ate some of her yogurt.
Oh, that is a crime.
Mm-hmm. Even though it cost less than $2, she was upset, and she demanded a DNA test.
Oh, my word.
A DNA test of the yogurt?
Yeah, because I guess somehow like there'd be like stuff still in the container, like from your mouth and stuff.
Unbelievable.
Well, here's what's unbelievable. Guess what?
Petty goals.
The cops actually did it.
No.
It cost more than $500 to test all of the roommates and the empty yogurt container.
Stop.
But the process worked, and
oh
the cops figured out which roommate stole the yogurt, and now she's been charged with theft.
No freaking
way. Over a yogurt? Are you kidding me?
That cost like 45 cents?
I don't know. Yeah, like less than a dollar or two. But I think that's good. You know what? We should have that everywhere because I'm so tired of people taking crap that's not theirs.
Holy smokes.
But yeah, you want to talk about law enforcement and, you know, waste of time and money. $500 to find out who ate your yogurt?
That's insane. One time living in the sorority house, a girl came home drunk and ate both my avocados.
How dare she?
I know. I was so upset. I never found out who it was, but I have an idea.
Probably the girl with green stuff all over her face. That's your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. Check it out at joeandalexshow.com. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
So my buddy, he's got a little kiddo out there. He's a 7-year-old boy. And for Christmas, he's asking his parents, or Santa, whoever is going to do it, because Santa gets a present that his parents do. He wants a garbage can for Christmas.
A garbage?
Yeah, he wants a garbage can.
What do you mean?
Like one of those like little like silver kind, you know, like the smaller ones you see people throw stuff in.
For his room?
No, he just wants to have it. Well, I'll tell you why. He wants a garbage can because he loves when the garbage man comes and empties the trash.
Aww. That's so cute. I love when kids are obsessed with the garbage man.
So ever since then, yeah, he's been obsessed with, you know, becoming an actual garbage man. And, you know, he says, I want to be a garbage man. So he's asking my buddy, his dad, for a garbage can for Christmas. I'm like, dude, you got to totally get that kid a garbage can.
But not just any garbage can, like the best, coolest garbage can.
Well, is there? I didn't realize there was different levels. He's just thinking about getting him like a traditional silver garbage can.
No, you got to get like one that is magic. You wave your hand over the top, and then it opens up for you. You don't have to do anything.
No, you need like an Oscar the Grouch garbage can.
That's what the kid needs. Platinum, shiny.
Yes, I agree. My friend used to nanny for this little girl, and all she wanted for Christmas was tweezers.
Wait, why did she want tweezers, Liv?
She just wanted tweezers because she was obsessed with the thought of like picking things up with the tiny little tweezers.
That's
like
hilarious.
Pieces of paper and like rocks. Okay. Like she was just obsessed with it.
Kind of like a lab kit or something, not like trying to pluck her eyebrows necessarily.
No, she just wanted she wanted just tweezers that you use to like pluck your eyebrows with, small tweezers, because her mom has some and has seen her mom use them, and she just is obsessed with like how small they are and how you can like just like tweeze and like pick little things up. She was obsessed with it. So my friend ended up getting her tweezers, and I think she got like 12 pairs of tweezers for Christmas that year because everyone was like, oh yeah, I'll get her a pair.
One of my friends has like a daughter that is real goofy.
Uh-huh.
And she's a really good sense of humor. And so anyway, this friend of mine told Santa, hey, I want you to prank my daughter for Christmas. So she had him fart in a jar, put a lid and a bow on it, and he gave that to her daughter and said she gets a little toot in a jar for Christmas. And the girl thought it was hilarious.
Santa actually farted in a jar?
Santa did fart, but I heard it smelled like sugar cookie, so it wasn't like a normal
toot. Yeah, I was going to say, like, I didn't think Santa had stinky toots.
No,
yeah.
It smelled good.
See, it'd be funny, like, Santa had some really, like, he had a bunch of cheese and stuff.
Yeah. It smelled like that winter candle from Bath & Body Works everybody loves.
All right. Amber, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What does your kiddo want from you or for Santa from Christmas?
So my little princess 8-year-old daughter asked me for a dog cage.
A doll cage?
Dog.
A dog. And she really wants it, but I wonder, like, will I go to jail if somebody comes over and sees her wrapped up in it?
So it's not for a dog? It's for your daughter?
It's for her. For her.
That's so cute.
Why does she want a dog cage, Amber?
So the puppy got a dog cage, and she wants one.
Oh, my God. They could be side by side. You could have her, like, in a little blanket laying there and everything.
Well, I go to jail, so am I going to be on the news? And then it's going to be a whole other story on Monday.
You just have to put some food and water in there and a blanket. She'll be fine.
Yeah, as long as she has that.
And then when I yell crate up, if she doesn't go, do I, like, newspaper her nose, too?
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. I was wondering if she was potty trained, but we'll never know about that. Let's talk to Adam on the Joe and Alex Show. Adam, what does your kid want, kind of a strange thing for Christmas?
So I also have an 8-year-old daughter, and she wants this board game, and it's called Don't Step in It. And it basically revolves around not stepping in poop. But it's just really odd because, like, she really likes, like, the toy emojis that are the poop emoji.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so weird.
Did she get that from you, Adam, or where did she get that from?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand why we're playing with poop these days. So it's just,
every kid is like that from the beginning of time. I was also into all that
stuff. I still am, honestly, as an adult.
Yeah, Joe is,
yeah,
for sure.
I know.
Yeah, I just feel awkward trying to play that board game.
Adam, get it for her. Get her what she wants, okay?
Yeah, I probably will.
Don't be a number two. Be a number one here.
I still haven't played that game, Pie Face, like kids like to play.
Yeah, you can make your own game. You call it Poo Face.
We should play that
on
the radio.
Pie Face, and then the other one also where you put that dentist tool in your mouth, and then you have to read a sign.
Oh, yes.
People craze over that. I've played that one.
I saw somebody online propose that way. They had that mouth thing in their mouth, and then were like, will you marry me? And she was trying to figure it out, I think.
Oh, that's actually kind of cute.
I don't know if I'd like that.
I feel like I'd like that.
I find it kind of funny that Liv the Web Girl, who has never been to the dentist, actually knows a game that involves dentistry.
That's how she gets it all done.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no, I've been good. I played that one game with the thing in my mouth. I'm good.
You know that song that the kid says, like, I want a front tooth for Christmas or whatever.
I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
That's Liv because she's got a black tooth.
One, I don't have a black tooth. Two, I'm really annoyed that you guys brought this up because my dad finally forgot about that I haven't gone to the dentist. He texts me like every day. Have you
gone to
the dentist
yet?
Can we come up with a list of things if Liv's dad's listening right now that she needs to get taken care of? One, needs to go to the dentist. Two, needs to get a registration on her car.
Three, Apple Store, get a new iPhone.
Yeah, somebody's failing you. I don't know if it's your parents or your boyfriend, but somebody needs to hold you accountable
to
get this
stuff done.
No,
here's the thing. I can't afford to get my registration done until after the Christmas holiday.
There you go. You need to send her some money so she can do that. You can't ask her to drive out of town to see you for Christmas and not pay for her registration if she can't afford it.
That's her Christmas present, registration.
No, Dad, I don't want that for Christmas. You know what I want. Those Kylie lip kits. I want those.
Oh my gosh. Sometimes I can't tell if Liv is 16 or 24.
Stick her in jail.
Oh, no kidding. All right. Well, thank you so much for chiming in. If you got something on Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. I didn't talk like pretty much all weekend. Try to get my voice back, and it's gone. R.I.P. to my voice.
I knew it was going to happen. I told you. I missed it.
I told you, Joe. I told you. All right, mother. Anything else you want to tell me?
You better not talk for the rest of the week. As soon as you get off the radio, you go home and you're mute. You have to write on a whiteboard to your wife.
Then suddenly my wife won't be able to read. I'm excited today, though. For my birthday, I'm going to go home and sleep all day.
That sounds amazing.
It's tough because we had a crazy weekend. I had my Friday night gig at Club Now. By the way, we do it every Friday night from 10 to 1. So if you're looking for a spot to come out and party, that's the place to be, at Taps and Dolls. And then that was really straining on my voice. And then, just Sunday we had Santa Slam 2018.
Which was wild.
Absolutely
insane.
Did you
find out why Migos wasn't talking to each other? Because I saw an email from her boss this morning that said, that was a crazy night. Bozzy got stuck in an elevator, which if you missed it, we did in the garbage today. And he was late because of that. Migos got here late. And when they got here, they weren't talking to each other. Do you know why?
I heard Offset was upset.
Really?
No, I just made that up because there's, Offset upset.
Well, I want to know the tea.
Well, I want to know why you didn't get me breakfast. Jeez, what are you eating over there? A whole cow?
Chicken and waffles from Yolk.
Hey, this is my first time that I'm about to have this Yolk. I've never had it before.
It's one of my favorite places here.
Mm.
Is that how you pronounce it? Yolk? Yolk?
No, it's a silent Y.
Or a silent Oak? L. So it's Oak?
No, silent Y.
So Oak.
Joe's wrong.
No, it's Yolk.
Yolk. It's not yolk. It's yolk.
So I say yolk, but I mean, it's apparently a silent say it wrong. People silent say y. that it's yolk, like you don't say the L in there.
What?
I don't know.
No, it's
yolk?
A silent Y.
I always say yolk.
Egg
I say
yolk.
Yolk.
Yeah.
I got the jokes. I don't know how you say it. I call it yolk.
I need to
I know.
Know
that I love it, so.
I'm the linguist on the show.
All right,
you got
cool.
cake pops from Liv. That was your breakfast.
Yay. Best birthday ever.
That's so mean.
And I got you a coffee.
No, I mean like best thing ever.
Which I literally added 15 minutes on to my drive, which means I had to leave my house even earlier.
Hey, Fatty, can we wait till after the show to open up the food?
Yeah, I'm so hungry and it looks so good.
All right, well then, hey, if you missed anything today like Murder Monday, check it out at joeandalexshow.com. Follow us, Joe and Alex Show, on Instagram and Twitter. And since it's my birthday, make sure you follow me too, because nobody ever follows me. They follow all the good-looking people on the show. All right, Alex, Liv. Okay, Pork Chop, are you seriously going to chew the food while we say goodbye?
I am.
Dude. All right, you guys are pigs. Let's say goodbye.
So bye.
Bye. Bye.